Murder on the Music Scene has rebranded. We are now going by the name Mysterious-ish. Join us for season 2 of Mysterious-ish, where we will be discussing conspiracy theories such as time travel and aliens. Season 2 premieres March 22nd with 2 new episodes. Welcome to Murder on the Music Scene, the podcast where a music educator and a music enthusiast discuss the deaths of musicians and the mysteries surrounding them. I'm Caitlin.
I'm Erica.
And today we are going to be discussing the life and death of Kurt Cobain. Kurt Donald Cobain. He was born on February 20th of 1967 in a small logging town called Aberdeen, Washington. His parents were Wendy Freidenberg. Nailed it. Wendy Freidenberg. She was a waitress. And his dad, Donald Cobain, who was a mechanic. In 1976, Cobain's parents divorced and he was only 9 years old. And they had been married for 11 years. So Kurt moved in with his father. And his dad eventually ended up remarrying when Kurt was 11. And in 1979... his dad sent him to live with his mom and her new boyfriend, but Wendy didn't want him because he was kind of being a shithead. He, like, would literally cut the head off of his stepsister's dolls, and that's a little bit sociopathic, so there's that. Kurt Cobain might have been a sociopath, but it's fine. Everything's fine. So for Kurt Boy's 14th birthday, his Uncle Chuck... Uncle Chuck. Everybody has an Uncle Chuck. So his Uncle Chuck offered him a bike or an acoustic guitar. He obviously chose the bicycle.
Obviously.
The end. See you guys next week. Just kidding. He chose the guitar or he would not have been on this podcast right now. So that same year in July of, or in 1985, Cobain formed his first band. Are you ready for this name?
I actually didn't know this.
Fecal Matter.
Oh my god.
His band was called Fecal Matter.
Makes sense.
That tracks. All right, now we're getting into the good stuff. Here we go. Nirvana, the band that Kurt Boy was most famous for. Nirvana was formed in 1987. So they went through like quite a few drummers before they finally settled on Chad Channing to be their drummers. And Channing recorded their first album, Bleach, with them, but was promptly replaced by our favorite Dave Grohl. So the grunge genre was born. And Kurt Boy became Generation X's spokesman. And he hated it, so he started doing heroin about it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's what you do. When you hate something, you just do heroin about it. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Enter our least favorite character of this whole story, Courtney. She did it. Love. Courtney was in an all-female band called Holes. Mm-hmm. Holes. Like the Shia LaBeouf movie.
Like the Shia LaBeouf movie.
Fast forward to February of 1994, Nirvana is on tour in Europe. On March 5th, while he was in Rome, Kurt overdosed on Rohypnol and was sent into a coma. He was like in a hotel and he just like overdosed. So this poor guy, he suffered from like super bad chronic stomach pain and hence the heroin and painkillers to ease the pain. He had stomach pain, so he did heroin about it. Makes sense. Super ironically, Courtney was at the hotel with Kurt the night that he overdosed. So she was there, but she was in a different room with Francis and her nanny. And it was like she came back and found Kurt and he was like overdosed. But she was there. Of course, this incident was labeled a failed suicide attempt. But personally, I think that Courtney did it and then panicked because Francis was there. That bitch. Mm-hmm. Fast forward a couple days and Kurt's record label and bandmates, friends, and of course Courtney attempted to stage an intervention and convince him to go to rehab. So Courtney threatened to leave him and to take Francis away from him. And the band threatened to disband if he didn't go. That's effective. Give him an ultimatum. That's for sure gonna work. So on March 30th, Kurt visited a friend who was part of the intervention. This guy's name was Dylan Carlson. It was my husband. It was Dylan, my husband, absolutely, as like a 2-month-old baby at this point in his life. So Kurt asked Dylan for a gun, stating that fans and other people just kept trespassing on his property and he wanted to just like protect himself and his family. So Carlson gave Kurt $300 to buy a 20-gauge shotgun and a box of ammo. But like, here's the kicker about this. Dylan knew that Curdy Boy was about to head off to LA to go to a rehab center, and he still gave him the money. Curdy Boy only spent 2 days in this rehab facility before he escaped. He like told staff that he was gonna go out for a smoke and just like jumped over a 6-foot-tall brick wall. And just like left over it. So some neighbors say that they saw him in a park near his house looking like hell and wearing a super heavy winter coat.
I see.
In April. There are other reports that flooded in saying that they had seen Kurt walking around with an unidentified woman. This unidentified woman was later identified as a drug dealer named Caitlin. There are 2 people who claim that they actually spoke to Kurt on April 6th, but the medical examiner determined his time of death to be the afternoon of April 5th. So I don't really know how they could have spoken to him on April 6th if he was already dead, but maybe that's a conspiracy theory of its own. What do you think?
What if he's actually just fucking alive?
That's...
And, like, those people were like, oh yeah, dude, we like talked to him April 6th, and now he's just, what if he faked his own death?
So on April 8th, Kurt's body was found by an electrician who was working on the property. This is actually like super sad. So instead of calling the cops, the electrician called his boss, and the boss, the piece of shit that he is, called into a Seattle radio station, KXRX FM, and he told them that he had the, quote, scoop of the century, and that they were going to, quote, owe him a lot of concert tickets for this one.
If you enjoyed this short clip of Murder on the Music Scene, be sure to join us on May 18th and listen to the remainder of the episode. The remainder of the episode will include Erica discussing a number of conspiracy theories concerning the death of Kurt Cobain. See you soon!